Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A follow-up report today on a special project in Adair County feeding cattle in a unique way with those large round hay bales. Local Extension agent Nick Roy here with a thumbnail sketch of how it works.
So at the beginning of the hay feeding season, we're going to scatter these bales throughout the field. We've found that around 50 to 70 feet apart works best. And then throughout the winter, we're only going to provide access to the bales just a few at a time. And then while the cattle are not consuming the bales, they'll be out distributing that manure across the field.
The project has a number of facets to it. One is it takes a little more work to make it work, but not that much compared to regular feeding season chores.
It is more management intensive. It does require going out and moving some poly wire every few days. However, there's not a need to start the tractor up every day in the winter. And on cold mornings, that can be valuable.
And speaking of value, Nick Roy points to local farmer Fred Thomas, who's trying bale grazing.
This past year, Fred saw soil test levels for potassium go from about 75 to 200. The phosphorus also increased from 20 to 25. When we start crunching those numbers, we find that Fred saved about $21 per acre on average on his fertilizer bill this spring.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Adair County Extension agent Nick Roy on their bale grazing project, here with a few numbers.
Typically what we recommend is that we set out one bale of hay for every 10 cows. That's about how many cows can stand around a hay feeder at one time. To increase not only the consumption that they clean up all the hay, but also increase their nutrient distribution, we do not want to set out no more hay than would last for a few days.
One of the challenges in bale grazing is balancing the number of cattle in the feeding space. If there are too many in that space, they can do damage to the existing forage base.
So we've found that the further apart that we space the bales and allow more room for cattle to roam around those bales, the less damage we have.
Nick Roy says that local farmer Fred Thomas plans to continue the project. Other farmers, he says, can check with local extension offices that can direct them to YouTube videos they've done on the project. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.